Hi, this is Jim with Wondering Reality, part three of Who Receives the Gospel. I just want to go right from where I left off in part two. The third of 12 truths from the Gospels that backs up this general truth I'm talking about who receives the gospel, are people in, number three, people in physical need. We see that throughout the Gospels in the life of Jesus Christ, that he, when he was on the earth as a man, that he reached out to people in physical need, people with great needs, the blind, the deaf, the crippled, paralytics, lepers, and even he even raised the dead and the demon possessed, and all people in great need, specifically physically. So it's an awesome truth that, let's think about this, the fact that God Almighty created the universe, that he's the greatest, he's the one and only. He created it all. He created the heavens and the earth. And yet when he came to earth as a man, he reached out to the outcasts, the people in that with impossible needs, the people that society had discarded. It's just awesome to think about. And so let's let the Holy Spirit kind of, you know, reveal this to us as we go through all of these scriptures. And let's just, that's kind of my gut feeling, is let's let him reveal these wonderful things to us. Number four, remember that Jesus said, I came to the sick and the sinners, not the righteous and the well. He came to those in need, those who were sick, the sinners, people who knew that they were sinners, knew that they needed God Almighty, this higher power. So that's number four. Now, again, the overview is, why am I giving this message, who receives the gospel? The basic answer to that is that the haves on the earth generally do not receive the gospel, and there's tragic consequences for them. But the have-nots, those with great needs, those who really don't have anything on the earth, they're the ones who do receive him generally. And we see that generally today. There's always exceptions. Like I said, both groups have people who will make it to heaven and who will end up in hell. That's true. But this is a general truth that is so important. If God Almighty in the Gospels, in the Bible, is revealing this truth in this many places and ways and in this many confirmations, this is incredibly important. Number five is from Luke 6. This is a famous teaching when Jesus said, and this is a summary of it, happy are the poor, the hungry, and the mourning. And he said, woe to the rich, the full, and the laughing. That is incredible. This is such an incredible teaching and truth, and it's amazing. Happy, remember the word blessed, when we see that in Scripture, that literally means happy. Okay, happy, someone who's blessed. They've been blessed by God. He says, blessed, happy are the poor. Now he's saying materially poor, essentially. Well, I take that back. He says the poor, the hungry, the mourning. On the one level, yes, that's the in the natural, but really Jesus is revealing spiritual truth in all of these teachings. That's the real, let's remember that. In all of Jesus' teachings, he may be talking about the natural, but it's to reveal a deep spiritual truth. And here it's the same thing. The poor, the hungry, and the mourning, those who spiritually realize they have nothing. They are hungry. They are mourning over their sin. They are hungry. They are not satisfied with being on the earth and the things of the earth. They want a relationship with God Almighty, which is the answer. That's the most important thing. That's what's eternal. We're going to exist forever. The natural is going to pass away. It doesn't, it's really not that important. It's not important. And so poor is the same thing, poor in spirit, someone who's a spiritual beggar. And we know that's confirmed in another teaching in the Beatitudes, the first one. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. And he says, woe to the rich, to the full, to the laughing. And again, in the natural, someone's rich, they're full, they're satisfied, they've got everything they need, they're laughing. And so they don't need anything spiritually. So that woe to them. Why? Because of this general truth. The haves are more likely not to find God Almighty through Jesus Christ and are more likely to end up in hell. That is tragic. Woe to them. That's a dangerous place to be. Number 6. God reveals the kingdom to the childlike and hides it from the wise and the intelligent. Matthew 11:25. What a great teaching Jesus gave. He said, thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have revealed these things to the babes, to the childlike, and you have hidden them from the wise and the intelligent, the learned. That is just awesome. Again, that God Almighty, he does things in his own way, in his own style, and the wise, the intelligent, people who are haughty and prideful and they think they have everything and all of that, he's hidden these spiritual treasures and spiritual truth. He's hidden these things from those people, but he's revealed them to the childlike, to those who are genuine, they're honest, sincere. They realize the first key to everything is humbling ourselves before the Almighty God, that he's everything, that we're nothing. And so we see that truth again and again in so many of these great teachings, and it's really a important truth, but it's related also to who receives the gospel. So that's number 6. Number 7, Matthew 19. It's hard for a man who trusts in riches to enter the kingdom. Jesus said it right there. It's a famous statement. The actual statement he said is, oh, how hard it is for those who trust in riches to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And there's another one. Jesus said it. That rich people, they've got what they need on the earth. They're wealthy, they're rich, they've got it all, and they don't see their need for God Almighty. And so it's hard for them to enter into the presence of Jesus Christ, to find Jesus Christ. Remember, there's Jesus talking about the kingdom again. The kingdom is the presence of Jesus Christ. Let's do one more. Let's do 8. Number 8. Things highly esteemed to man are detestable to God. Luke 16:14. Things highly esteemed to man are detestable to God. In another fantastic truth and teaching, that, you know, the things that we put importance on, not only does God not like them, they're detestable to him. And so what do we put importance on? Power and wealth and someone who's strong and whose earthly qualities, someone who's intelligent, they're brilliant, they're a genius, all the... Now, again, the irony of all this is when we come to Jesus Christ, God wants us to have it all. Now, I want to discuss that in parts 4 and 5, but there's two sides of this. God wants us to celebrate on the earth and to... You know, a great man of God once said, when we come to Jesus Christ, he takes all those things that were our first love and he makes them much better, puts them in their right place. All things that are good are things that God created. God created the whole earth and the beauty of the earth. He created sex. He created people and friendships and family and all of these wonderful things. Everything that's good is something that God created. So I'm going to deal with that in part 4 and 5. I at least wanted to mention that it's not like God wants us to suffer. But I'm just making a point about who receives the gospel. Thanks for listening. This is part 3 of Who Receives the Gospel. Our website, bridgeministries.org. Email us at hello@bridgeministries.org. Thank you.